With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Curtain up, light the light.
Wow, didn't we ever.
Wow, it was bright downtown last Friday.
It was great fun, and the weather, it rained up until the showtime, and then when we all came out, you could see stars. It was a beautiful evening.
Did it cost you anything to get that weather?
Right.
Did you pay for it?
A lot of anxiety, but no, the best things in life are free, and it was a gorgeous, gorgeous night. I went to Seth Rudetsky.
I was about to say, let's talk about Seth Rudetsky. The man who's a ball of energetic Rome.
I adored his show.
Loved it. He educated us. He entertained us.
He described what makes a great Broadway singer is really what he did. And he went through Barbara Streisand. Betty Buckley comes off awfully well. I loved the bit he did on Whitney Houston, talking about how she knows when to use her chest voice, knows when to use her vibrato.
I loved what he did with Barbara Streisand, with vowels that she mysteriously came up changing.
Yes, changing the consonants on things. I thought it was funny when he played that bit of Streisand and asked a woman in the audience what went through her mind, and she said, annoying.
And so that was not what he was expecting.
He was appalled, and then he went through to explain what makes Barbara Streisand great, and it was wonderfully fun.
I thought that was one of the best curtain-up opening shows that I've seen in ages.
It was delightful. I also loved the videotape. I loved the videotape of Cher doing West Side Story, which was just bizarre, and of Patti LuPone doing Evita at the Tony Awards 6 inches away from where she usually was with Bob Gunton, and going to link arms and missing.
And pretending that she planned it that way.
A great show. That's Seth Rudetsky, who's the radio personality from Sirius XM.
Let's move on to The Mystery of Edwin Drood, which you saw.
I saw it. That's at the Cavanoki. That's the Rupert Holmes musical based on Charles Dickens' final novel. Dickens died of a stroke before he'd finished the novel, and so for generations people have speculated about the resolution of The Mystery of Edwin Drood. Edwin Drood disappears, leaving only a bloody coat behind and an unfinished novel.
There's a trick to this, because the audience gets to decide who actually murdered Drood.
That's right. In the Rupert Holmes musical, the audience gets to vote on a number of things. They get to vote on who is the killer and who are the lovers. The cast themselves gets to vote on whether or not Drood is dead, which one gathers from the novel he probably isn't, but they decide he is, and then there's a surprise at the end. Strong casting. The show is an opportunity for wonderful performers to showcase their virtuosity. It's uneven in that regard, and there are expanses where it would do well for people to know the plot before they go in, because there's some intelligibility issues. But all in all, it's a very enjoyable production of The Mystery of Edwin Drood.
Roadkill is one of the new premieres that Alleyway is noted for putting on, and Roadkill is a comedy that follows that line.
By Karen J.P. House, is a playwright out of California. The conceit of the play is that each scene works backward in time. The first scene takes place at 4 p.m., the next scene is 3 p.m. on the same day, then 2, then 1, going back till 11. So you work backwards and see how you got to the point where you've just been.
You see the result first and then the cause.
Exactly. And it's going to require some refining, but that's part of the fun of Alleyway.
Well, we've always made that notation about Alleyway productions are works in progress.
And the audience is a participant in that process, and I enjoyed it. Neil Raddus directing, wonderful cast of comics.
Moving along to The Devil, otherwise known as Faust, if you like opera.
Well, it's something we get far too seldom in Buffalo. This is a full-blown opera, Buffalo Opera Unlimited, directed by Tim Kennedy, and it is Faust, with a cast of local singers, which I think is just splendid to give people the opportunity, and that is on stage at Rockwell Hall at Buffalo State College.
I'm looking forward to going to 710 Main Street and seeing John Lithgow.
Stories by Heart, conceived, written, and starring the one and only Mr. John Lithgow, and that is at 710 Main, formerly Studio Arena Theater, tonight. And you know, I just find it so heartening and wonderful to see that space filled with people again.
Wasn't it nice to see a full house?
It sure was.
The Seth Rudetsky was sold out, by the way.
It was.
A couple of musicals, and The World Goes Round, and Billy Elliot.
Billy Elliot, the big London Broadway blockbuster, yeah, about a little boy in a mining town who discovers ballet, and it opens Tuesday at Shays and plays the week.
If you like Candor and Neb, go and see And the World Goes Round.
And if you like Elton John, go see Billy Elliot.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.